Good day, and welcome to the Technopolis Group Interim Report conference call. For your information, today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Keith Silverang, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Well, it's time for our annual report, and I'll go straight to it. We had a satisfactory performance in 2009. During the year, we saw, after a pretty dramatic spring, the downturn leveled off after summer, and we started seeing things easing off during the fall, and we had an opportunity to actually launch some growth projects. We saw good signs of recovery toward the year end, and we're seeing them strengthen all the time. So now we believe the tide has turned. There may be some fits and starts. The recovery may slow. There may be setbacks, but we think that we're now headed into a solid recovery. The question then is, you know, how strong will it be, and how long will it take to get us back to high growth levels? So I guess the message I want to get through here is that, from Technopolis' perspective, and from the perspective of management of this company, we see that the time has come to go back to growth mode, and we believe we have the prerequisites to achieve that growth. So if I go straight to a little bit of a review from where we came from, I'd like to start by reminding those of you who've been following the company where things began back in 2008, and actually even before that. We already, in the spring of 2008, were convinced that there's going to be a downturn. We began preparing for that by cutting non-core operations and starting to increase the cost effectiveness of the company. Then when I took over in September, I'll say that everything we thought and feared might happen did happen. Lehman Brothers went belly up the same week that I started. We went into a very steep, very dramatic downturn globally, European-wise, and also in Finland, where last year we saw negative growth on over 7%. And the good news was that we were ready. We prepared ourselves. We focused on safeguarding occupancy and profitability, and we did just that during the entirety of 2009. We were able to cut costs and save enough money to compensate for the loss of some of the top line that came from declining occupancies. And I can say that almost all the decline in occupancy, you know, came in the first half of the year. And as we move toward the rest of 2009, we were able to stabilize that, renew agreements with clients, bring in new customers to replace lost ones, not to the full extent of the lost occupancy, but keeping occupancy at a quite good level. And actually, toward the end of the year, we started to already prepare for and shift to growth mode, launching some new projects, domestic projects, I mean, organic projects, greenfield growth, and then we've been studying very carefully international growth opportunities. We went through 14 different cases and selected four to concentrate on, so that we're actually quite well positioned now, if market conditions will allow it, to move forward with more aggressive growth beyond this organic growth that I mentioned already earlier. So you can say we've come full circle. We saw a storm coming, we prepared for it, we survived it, and now it's time for the growth story to continue. As for our concept, I'd like to say that much, that our concept is unchanged. Our service concept, however, did evolve during the year in that we decided to use the lull in the markets to build the growth platform, which in practice means a new ERP system for the company, shared tools for everybody, including St. Petersburg, e-learning solutions for our staff, induction programs, and a whole automated solution for adopting and integrating new companies into the Technopolis family. So that actually now, when we go into the mode where we start making acquisitions, we will be able to integrate them much more rapidly and much more efficiently than we would have if we would be starting from scratch. So I'm actually, in that sense, it's a paradox that the recession gave us the chance to execute this program. And if I move over to our portfolio, starting from the geographic portfolio, there haven't been any dramatic changes yet. We're still very much divided between the cities of Oulu, capital area, Helsinki, metropolitan area, Kuopio, Jyväskylä, Tampere, Lappeenranta, and St. Petersburg. When St. Petersburg is ready next year, or this year, later this year, it will be, of course, changing the pie, so that it will be about 7% of our portfolio. The message from this, however, is that we already have a pretty well-diversified geographic portfolio, although it is still almost completely domestic. However, there still are opportunities to diversify this portfolio even domestically, and we'll be looking at those opportunities during 2010, not to mention the international opportunities where we feel that we're well-positioned and we must also continue to diversify while remaining a specialist in knowledge-intensive environments, or sometimes known as innovation environments. And if you look at our customer base, our breakdown of customers, so we have succeeded during the year in diversifying our customer portfolio and our sector portfolio. Maybe not dramatically, but the trend is very clear. We have more public sector entities. We have more knowledge-intensive services. We have more IT services. In other words, more life sciences, more clean tech. All this means that we are moving solidly in the direction of having a very diversified platform of sectors and of customers. And as we grow, we're going to increase this still further, but we're not going to wander outside of our core competence area. So we're still going to be within the area of knowledge-intensive business environments. Moving on to investments, during 2009, overall, we did almost $80 million in new investments, $78,487,000 to be exact, and we saw a number of projects completed, a number of projects still under construction, the overwhelming majority of which had either 100% or very high occupancy rates. Of course, with the exception of our St. Petersburg project at Pulkovo, which is, as you know, not going to be completed until later on during the year, and it's quite normal in these Russian cases that you don't see the occupancies rising until just around commissioning time. At the same time, our pipeline is once again growing, and actually now we have new projects that have come out during the year, the iCenter project in Tampere, a 20-year deal with a public sector entity, very healthy yield. We have the patient hotel project and office expansion also in Tampere. We have launched the in Kuopio project called VST Katu 3. And we have opportunities this year to start up the second phase of the downtown Helsinki Ruoholahti project and the second phase of the Tampere Yliopisto Rinne project. So we have a growing pipeline, and I think conditions have shifted decisively so that we do have, I think, good prerequisites this year to actually launch these new organic projects. But it's obvious that these organic projects are not enough to generate 10% growth, which is our long-term target for annual growth on average. to do that, we're going to need to do some acquisitions of good projects or good sites. And this is what we are looking at very closely right now. So if we get down to the figures, and you you can start by looking really at our stock price. I'm sure everybody's noticed that compared to our net asset value, our price is low. And I won't speculate as to the reasons why, but it sure makes us a good buy right now, if you believe in the future of this company, which I do. Looking at the sales and earnings picture, what I want to focus on is that the actually our EBITDA as a percentage of net sales was close to 53% and increased significantly, as well as the direct result, increasing from 15 to over 21 million. And those are the two best measures of operational efficiency that we have. So if you leave out the valuation changes, our relative profitability has improved. Ultimately, this was because we were able to protect occupancies and at the same time cut costs without sacrificing customer satisfaction. In fact, our customer satisfaction actually rose this year. Looking at the occupancy picture, from the first quarter of 2009, we saw this dramatic drop from to the low point in the second quarter, where it was just over 94%. But then after that, already through Q3 and Q4, we saw the situation stabilize, and we actually slightly increased our occupancy to 94.4 at the year end. So, you know, being able to stop this kind of a decline when it's so severe, the situation is no easy task. And I can tell you that our whole staff, every single person in this company, did everything in their power to meet with customers and help them adjust to the situation, extend agreements, and protect our occupancies, and they succeeded extremely well in that task. I think one of the best examples of that is, just to give you one example, is that in the Helsinki metropolitan area, and particularly the city of Espoo, where occupancies, or the vacancy rate is like 16.5% was reported officially, and I can tell you that our Helsinki metropolitan area occupancy is over 95%, in spite of very strong competition all around us. And I think that proves that our concept is working. You can also see this in our, if you look at our lease portfolio structure, of course we still have a lot of short and open-ended agreements, but the structure has become more stable. We have more, we have less, you know, short fuses than we had, and our salespeople and account managers have done a good job in extending these. So I think that this shows that active customer management is one of the keys to survival in this business, and having a key account manager or account manager for every client, every one of our almost 1,200 customers has a key account manager or an account manager, and that has proven to be a key survival and success factor. So if we come to the outlook for 2010, we saw toward the year end that these market yield requirements were slowing and even stopping. And our feeling is that the trend right now is that, you know, despite that there may be some bumps on the road, who knows what President Obama is going to do, who knows what the Chinese are going to do, but we believe that the overall trend is that that these market yields will stop the trend, and they will if not stabilize, certainly begin to drop. And in our Finnish and Russian markets, we see that the economy is recovering, that markets are recovering. In Finland, there's already evidence that it's happening. In Russia, certainly there are very good signs that the market is beginning to turn up, and there's more absorption of properties than there is new capacity coming on stream. So it's just a question of months now, I think, before the demand for office space in St. Petersburg begins to accelerate. And yes, there remains some uncertainty regarding the year. We can't see exactly what's going to happen, so we're still trying to be sensible and trying to be cautious. We will continue to be protective of our occupancy rates. We will continue to be protective of our profitability and of our cost effectiveness. We are not going to relax. That's the message. We stand by the guidance of 0-2% on the top line and holding on the EBITDA level for this year. And we're proposing a very strong dividend, 15 cents per share, which is 43% of the net earnings per share, because we're quite confident in the company and we believe in its long-term growth opportunities. I think this is really the main message, is that this guidance does not, it completely excludes anything speculative. So if we are successful in accelerating this growth story again here through acquisition as well as organic growth, we're determined to shift now toward growth mode. As long as market conditions and conditions on the financial markets allow it, and as long as we can find good targets for acquisition which offer good yields and good profitability, good cash flow, then we're moving into growth mode, and we're determined to stay in that mode as long as conditions allow it. And to remind you what that means over the next 5 years is that we should be in at least 2 to 3 new European countries using the Technopolis concept, finding synergies between these units. And it means in practice with numbers that we should generate 10% growth on average, that we have to do something fairly big, and that 25% of our total revenues should be international by 2014, while at the same time our earnings in EBITDA terms should be 50% at least of net sales per annum, while keeping our equity ratio at 35% minimum and paying out 40-50% in dividends every year. And we consider, having reviewed the situation with the board of directors and with the management team exhaustively during this year, that these targets are realistic. So the bottom line is, we have been through a big storm. We prepared well for it. We survived it, I'd say, with flying colors. I don't think that's an exaggeration. And we were able to play some offense as well as defense. And now we're ready to move on to the offensive. So you can look forward to the growth story of Technopolis continuing and intensifying. That's my main message to you. And at this point, I would like to give all of you an opportunity to ask questions of me or of my colleague, Rayo Taurian, and our CFO, who's with me on the line. Thank you.